sister is struggling with his huge emotion. One is his kind of almost unreasonable love to Vitellia, and actually his big friendship to Tito. And what Vitellia asks him is actually to betray Tito and to kill him. And he is saying, okay, I'm going to kill him, but actually I don't agree with it, but I love you so much that I'm doing it. I think that Sesto in this moment is very divided. He feels like two different persons, one in love with Vitellia and the one is someone who really doesn't want to do this horrible crime. And I think Mozart meant as clarinet part, like his subconscious talking to him. For me, this clarinet part is something which goes straight into his body and he has to kind of communicate an answer to it.
Welcome back to Opera In It podcast. That was Mezzo Magdalena Kozina talking about the one character who makes indecision sexy. I've always wanted to write about Parto because Parto signifies the beginning of my opera journey. However, it never happened. I don't know how come, certain things just don't seem to happen on the blog, and they might be quite important for me. It's quite possible that this venue is more conducive to that kind of emotional gushing. So here goes. This bit is about Parto, the wonderfulness and the gorgeousness of this aria, and how I made my way to opera, from Parto to Parto. Until the perfect Parto was found. Yes, it was found. There's no need to look for it anymore. I came across Parto while listening to mezzo arias. At the time, I was very impressed with Giorgio Donato, so I was listening to whatever she was singing. From click to click, I got to Parto. Looking back, it turns out this was the version from Geneve, where she was joined by Anna Caterina Antonacci as Vitellia and Charles Workman as Tito. In this recording, Giorgio Donato aces the coloratura as per usual, sounds sweet and darker than I've ever heard it before or after, which I enjoyed a lot, but I would still like a little more fire. It's all a little too well behaved. This was my conclusion last year, and funnily enough, it was also my initial conclusion. I like the music, I like what was going on emotionally, I like the coloratura, but still something told me that this wasn't the ultimate version of Parto. Challenge accepted. God knows how many partos I've heard over the years. Here's how I decide on a good parto. First, the two partos at the beginning should be enticing. Tell me something. Draw me into the story. Tell me how tormented you are. Then skip all the way to the coloratura at the back. See what our sesto is doing there. Is there a good dialogue with the clarinet? Is the coloratura ace? Is the intensity matched?
Thank you.
wait a bit. Does anyone know what was going on with those other Beltas? I mean, wow, Sesto, what's going on? See what I'm saying? This Sesto really makes this aria into a serenade. My next stop was in the 70s for a properly funereal approach. Check out that sludgy orchestra and what I call the suicidal Sesto. That was Teresa Berganza with a version that grew on me a lot over the years, although I'm still not the biggest fan of those very rhythmical a la Beltas. These days I can definitely appreciate what she's doing with the dynamics. She's one of the few people who starts with a very soft part though. Normally people just launch into it energetically. But I like this gentleness. It gives an extra dimension to Sesto. And let's not forget that one record she created, probably the darkest Sesto there is. Very, very tormented creature. Anyway, that clarinet makes my eyes all googly. So good. Next up comes the knightliest Sesto of them all, a very aristocratic and surprisingly decisive character. Very interesting take on Sesto. One of my favorite Sestos, I have to say. The orchestra is properly no-nonsense. Come on, Sesto, do it, do it. And Sesto's like, I swore to my lady I will do it. I will do it. Do well to wonder what was my problem if I liked this one so much. I think dramatically it felt a bit artificial. I like a little more torment with my Sesto. But I can appreciate that Anso Ivanotter Sesto is definitely not a lapdog, way ahead of his time. which is in high contrast to Tatiana Troyanov's Sesto from the Ponell film. I still have problems with that Sesto. I know she loved the character, which is always good to hear, but he's so whiny. What redeems this is that I really, really, really like Tatiana Troyanov's voice. Nevertheless, the orchestra is ruthless while Sesto is on his knees crying, "Oh my god, I'm going, I'm going." So darkish, sensitive, a very accomplished voice, also apparently a big voice, quite unusual in this repertoire, and still a take I'm not fond of. From a big voice to a small but very agile voice, next up is Magdalena Kozena with her version. The orchestra is really on her side. It's soft. You might not have heard such a soft take on this. I don't know that I would say Sesto is indecisive here as much as he's scared shitless. It's almost like he says, "I'm going," and he means, "I'm running out of here." Vendicartiovolo. Not really. I saw a domino, and Anya Harteros was about to push you into the pit. Just really girly. Lovely coloratura, but still, to the lions. The next one up is a very competent Sesto, and it's quite funny how the orchestra supports him in going, "Shit. I mean, this one knows he is in trouble. He knows this is a bad decision, and he knows he's gonna make it. That was a red-blooded sesto. I like that. In fact, Susan Graham's sesto from the Paris production, you know, the old Paris production, or it was old and then it went to Paris. Anyway, on the DVD, it's the Paris production. That sesto is one of my favorites. It's just so well acted and so well sung. I mean, I'm just impressed. The concept is not my favorite because it's a weakish sesto. Perhaps not the brightest sesto. You don't feel like he considers his context at all. He just goes with it. It's very emotional. Nevertheless, it's compellingly fleshed out. So we have a winner, right? Well, how about just one more click? Let's stop it right there. As soon as I heard those partos, I knew that they contained everything I needed to know about sesto. This is how sesto feels. Sesto feels split. The first part was like, oh, Vitaly, I love you. The second one, you fucking bitch, you're so annoying. And apparently there's 7 more minutes with coloratura. It actually took me 2 sittings to absorb it all. After lengthy hyperventilation about the partos, I thought, well, I do have to listen to the rest of the aria. I can't just make up my mind just based on the partos, no matter how good they are. Long story short, I came back, listened to the rest of it, and have you heard those beltas? Yeah. Proper turbo parto. And mad clarinet to boot. Oh, that, by the way, was Veselina Kazarova from the Salzburg DVD, from the legendary Salzburg DVD. So overly romantic and un-Mozartian. But so what? It has fire and it has intensity, and for that, it's my favorite version. Okay, there were a few other reasons why, like that big knife Sesto's holding. Remember that one? But the fire and the passion created a long-lasting impression on me. This Sesto wasn't soft, he wasn't scared, he wasn't whiny, he wasn't artificial. He was full of life, and I really liked that. After this, I was already rooting for him, regardless of what he was about to do. That was my story of Parto. I hope you enjoyed it, and I hope you enjoyed listening to Parto over and over. And yes, there should have been a section devoted to Guardami, but for this exercise it wasn't necessary. The story of Parto spearheaded the story of Sesto, and then the story of Tito in general. But for that, you can go to my blog.